Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. As we start the show, don't forget, you can also join us on social at Roger and JP, Facebook, X, and Instagram at Roger and JP. If you like, follow us, make comments, all that kind of stuff. Good morning, JP. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
I got to stop checking messages before we get on the air.
Oh, what?
I just found out somebody passed away.
Oh, my God.
Not my age. So it's not like another person I graduated high school with, but still
That sucks. Somebody you know.
Somebody that definitely matters to me, yeah.
Yeah.
He was actually there the day of the street naming ceremony.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Love this dude. Yeah. Guy's a legend. was a legend. He had a little bar in the town that I grew up in. And in 1980, there's a picture of me somewhere. I don't have it, but there's a picture of me somewhere with the Stanley Cup in that bar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, that's cool. He was the guy that was kind of centerpiece of our town.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that was the one stop for the cup.
For whatever reason, it was an Islander bar, but a tiny little dump dive of a bar.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know who we paid off, but it was there.
Wow.
It was there, and there was a picture of me with the cup in that bar. I'm talking about, I'm 8.
Mm.
8 years old, maybe?
Yeah,
at the time.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's wild how the Stanley Cup moves around. There is a friend of mine who, you know, Peter, who grew up in your town.
Grew up on my block.
Yeah.
5 houses
down. So then I'll tell you how it might have gotten in the bar.
Super weird.
Is him and his buddy as kids, when the Islanders won one of those early 80s Stanley Cups, went over to the equipment manager's house, which was around you guys where you lived.
Oh, yeah?
And
that's probably how it happened.
And they knocked on the front door, and there's a screen door, and they're looking inside, and the Stanley Cup is sitting on the guy's kitchen table. And they're like, oh, my God, there it is.
We should
steal it. And the guy goes, come on in, boys. And they come in, and he goes, could you take that out and put it back on the picnic table for me? They carried the cup out and put it on the picnic table.
We weren't supposed to touch the cup. That was a ground rule. When
it started that day because they were so crazy and haphazard with it.
Because my people probably dropped it.
And they got to put it on the back picnic table because he was having a whole bunch of people over and I guess some players, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was the first person. The team hadn't come back yet from winning the cup on the road. So he had the cup in his house and the team was flying in that day. He already had the cup here in his house.
How?
Is that a cool story?
Yeah.
Because he was the equipment guy.
He doesn't travel with the team?
I don't know. I think they were partying, celebrating, and he came back. I think they stayed in the city. Like, maybe it was when they beat Edmonton or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I was told the story, and it was confirmed by Bobby Nystrom, who played on the team.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, that's wild.
Yep. Pretty cool. When you have double confirmation like that, it's kind of cool.
Right. That would explain.
So maybe that's how it ended up in the bar.
absolutely explain how it ended up in the bar.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's pretty cool.
And I feel good about the fact that it corroborates my story.
Yeah. I mean, it's very possible in your town in a bar. I think it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, sad news, but good memory of that guy, right?
Why would Pearl Jam release an album on the same day as Taylor Swift? Are they out of their minds?
They're not worried about it.
You don't have much of a crossover audience, I would think, but
I heard a little bit today.
But poor decision. Nobody in their camp knew. Like, maybe we hold off a week or two.
Yeah.
Push it up the week before. You know that the record's done. It's not like they finished the record on Tuesday and rushed it out on Friday. You have the record done for a month or two beforehand.
Or does this become a Barbie Oppenheimer thing? A Barbin
right.
Barbenheimer thing.
Barbenheimer. Pearl and Swifter?
Yeah, something like that.
Swift and Pearler.
Taylor Jammer.
Either one. Right. Taylor Jam.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
That would be an hysterical bar cover band.
Amazing.
Taylor Jam?
Right. Do a set of each?
They do nothing but Pearl Jam and Taylor Swift songs?
Or mix them up. That'd be great. What an amazing band that would be. I'd like to see them do it.
How come?
You can't put 5 people together that could do both of those. That's crazy.
How come the rules of oversaturation don't seem to apply to Taylor Swift?
Yet.
How is it possible?
Yeah. I know. It's
because she's in the middle.
She's not shy about being out there with her stuff, you know, with the whole tour. And obviously the media picks her up more than anybody else. So she's got more publicity than she could even ask for.
Right.
And more exposure, as you put it.
I was listening to the news on the way in, apparently. I mean, the review. I don't even know how the critics, unless they got it early. I don't know how the critics have had time to review it. Not only review it, but just falling over it.
I'm seeing fans online. They were up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It dropped at midnight.
Listening to it.
Right.
So they can write a review and have it out by 4.
Her most honest album by far. Just glorious. And it was like, yeah. I don't have the exact adjectives, but it was like one after another. Okay. Got it.
I saw one.
Shut up. Right.
I saw one that said surprisingly flat. But still a good album. 3 stars.
Oh, see, and I haven't heard anything negative.
That's the only
yet.
One I saw negative.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
Not that I want negative for it, but I'm talking about these things were like, bleh,
I heard
just way over the top. Yeah, there's like 2 breakup songs and an I'm in love with Travis song.
Well, there's 31 songs that is more than that.
Right. Well, that's
I just
what
heard
that's
4
what
in a row.
Said. Did
and,
you?
And they were pretty good. And the last one I heard when I pulled in the parking lot was Florida, her and Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
That whole song about she goes. It comes from.
It's not. It's the other one. It's
Florida.
No. It's the name of it's Florida. It's the one with Post Malone though.
No, it's not.
No. The one I heard is Florida from her with Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine.
Because I was hearing the whole album. Monica.
That's Fortnite, Monica. That's
Fortnite.
The song.
That's the Fortnite.
Fortnite. Yes, the other F song.
Yeah.
On the album.
So, but the concept is, she said, and I think you all would find this kind of funny. Is she was saying how you know her and Florence were talking about how when you break up from a relationship and you just want to, you're like, you're done. You're like, oh, I just want to start over. You know, she goes, and we took it to the whole area of you want a whole new identity. So, and we took it to where would you go if you want to just like start over, new identity, nobody maybe knows you, and you go there and start a new life. She goes, Florida.
Who said that?
Taylor. And so that's what her and Florence the Machine came up with, the whole band came up with for this song, and that you go to Florida and you start over and you start this wonderful life and the sunshine and all that stuff.
You have all those millions of dollars. You have the ability to go any place on the planet
to
restart your life, and you choose to go to Florida. No disrespect, Florida, but...
Well, where would she go?
Well, to hide. You're not hiding.
No,
she's not hiding.
Not hiding.
You're just
starting over in new identity and starting a new life.
Because you said, where can you go? Where can you hide? Where can you start over? I'm like, she ain't hiding Florida. She ain't hiding anywhere.
No, she can't hide
anywhere.
No, she's not. No, but of course, it's fantasy.
She might be able to hide in Zimbabwe, and that's because she'd be the only white person.
I don't even know there.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty good, and I heard a couple Pearl Jam songs. Those were pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so what a day.
You can prepare for Roger just fawning over Taylor Swift for
it was
the next
okay.
3 hours.
And actually, I didn't like Fortnite. I thought it was boring.
Every clip
but,
I heard so far was boring.
Florida was good.
Nothing
and,
I haven't heard anything up-tempo yet.
Yeah, there's a couple in there that are, I wouldn't say they're Shake It Off good, but, you know, I wouldn't say
what
that,
is?
JP.
I heard.
I mean, what is going to Shake It Off?
I heard yesterday I saw a thing. I don't know if it was coincidental or whatever it was, but there was something that popped up. Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer have that podcast, Two Bears, One Cave.
Yeah.
And I thought Bert said something really interesting. He goes, how do you date that? And what he said was, he followed up, he goes, this is a woman who can go into a box, a square box, where there's nothing but an acoustic guitar, and come out with something that can move the economy of a city. He's like,
that's a good point.
It wasn't about how hot she is or about her fame. It was anything about this. It's like, but
songs.
How do you like, you know, when you're in a partnership with in a relationship, you want to treat each other as equals. He goes, no one's equal. You're not equal. You're not equal to her. She can go in this box with a guitar and come out with a song that can move the economy of a city. You can't do that. I was like, that was a pretty good point. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Yeah. Also, Stevie Nicks wrote a poem to start off the album, like a prologue poem. It's in the album notes or something like that. She wrote some poem, her, and it's like, it's called like For Tea and Me. And I guess those two are pretty close since they performed together back in whatever year it was. And she says, you know, I feel like Taylor is a younger version of me in a way. And if you really look at like Stevie Nicks, some of the songs she wrote, like some of her lyrics, like God, that could be written by Taylor Swift.
Do you remember that song?
And vice versa.
It's called 4 or 5 Seconds. It was Kanye, Rihanna, and Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
And the song came out.
Yep.
And, you know, all the reaction to it was like, I don't know who he is, but this Paul McCartney guy is about to be huge. Like the fans have no idea about the Beatles and had no idea. I'm wondering how many of these Stevie Nicks, these Taylor Swift fans are going to go, I don't know who this Stevie Nicks girl is, but she's about to be gigantic.
That's great.
You know?
Yeah, maybe. Kelly just sent a text to the fam bam saying, Kelly, my daughter is 30 and she is you know, my favorite and biggest Taylor fan. So I've been around this since the first album, very first album.
Right.
And she actually just said, trying to form my, she goes, I'm in a bubble right now. She's like letting us know, like, don't bother. I'm not going to respond to any text to anybody right now. She goes, I'm in a bubble right now forming my opinions, but I will update you. I've only listened to the first album so far. And then she had to go to the ankle doctor because she broke her ankle a few months ago.
True or false?
And then after that, she's going to listen to the second album and put all her things into a spreadsheet. She's such a geek.
True or false? That nerd. Sounds familiar.
She's such a nerd.
True or false? Taylor is to your daughter, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly's relationship with Taylor is greater than or equal to Monica's relationship with the Bills.
That's very similar.
She's making a spreadsheet.
She is.
Who else do we know that makes spreadsheets?
She's like, she goes, I'm in a bubble. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to know what anybody thinks about it. I want to look at it and listen to it with like ears that have never heard it before and just make my opinions off of what I hear before anybody else influences my brain.
Can we say at least equal to?
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Is it equal to your love of Molly Hatchett, Roger? What would you say?
Listen, I love Molly Hatchett, but I don't think it comes close to either Monica's love for the Bills or Kelly's love for Taylor Swift.
Monica, what was your last spreadsheet?
Oh, well, I mean...
Was it the tournament?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. No, I feel like there's been some... I'm organizing some reading stuff, so because I have.
So you're lacking on spreadsheet lately. Spreadsheets lately.
No, I had to make a spreadsheet for the order in which I want to read these books, and then I had to start my book log as well. So
let me just ask you a question.
Great.
Just out of pure curiosity. So you made a spreadsheet.
Yeah, because I have so many to read.
Or a list, a spreadsheet, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Is it on like in a spreadsheet or did you write a list?
It's old school. I actually wrote an actual list. And I thought about doing it on the computer, but I was already into it. I was already way into it.
Now, why can't you just pick up the next book?
What?
Unless one book is like a sequel to the book before that. Why can't you just look at your pile of books and pick the next one?
I feel like you have it opposite. It's the only time I can pick up a book as the next one is if it's in a sequence, which is the Game of Thrones
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that one's easy. That's fine. I don't have to worry about that. I have a whole other stack of, I'd say, seven, eight books that I need to put in order. And I have to do it in order of fiction, nonfiction, fiction, nonfiction.
Oh, really?
And then I have to put them in the order that I want to read them. You know, like this one I want to read more than this one.
But if you know... the order that you want to read them. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to make a list about it? Why can't you just read them in the order you want to read them? Why do you need to write it down?
First of all, because then there's no office supplies involved, and that's just wrong. Second of all, because then I will forget. Like, I honestly will forget. Like, it's an easy go-to checklist right quick. And then I also cross-reference that. What you're missing is I cross-reference that with my book journal, which is I put down, it's a whole list of, so this is number X or whatever in this list. I do it by year. And then this is the title, the author, the plot, whether, you know, the scale that I liked it.
You're like your own book club.
The date I end it. And so that way it cross-references with that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, JPI, you say sometimes, like for the show, you're like, I had such a good dead guy, but I didn't write it down.
Got it. But.
There you go.
No, it's not the same. Come on.
Well, she doesn't want to forget.
She's not going to forget. She's got the books.
Right, but her brain has them in an order right now. She decides.
Life takes over.
Yeah.
I understand, though.
Writing stuff down is good.
But it's
what I'm think not, it is.
Listen,
I really
I'm
do.
Not saying. Hold on.
I have a list in front of me right now of three things I want to visit while I'm here. Like this. I'm saying this, then it's off my brain. Like your brain, you said the other day, is like it's drop a Super Bowl into a box and it ding, 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 until it finally
around.
Goes.
Right.
You know what helps that Super Bowl stop way quicker? Writing stuff down. Because then you're not thinking of a million things.
Organizes it.
But my point is, you have a pile of books, right?
Uh-huh.
You know the order that you want to read them in.
I do, if and I don't. I do because that's why I took time to sit down and do this because I'm like, I don't know. And I had to just make up my mind. And now I'm not going to go back and forth. And I won't forget which the best order is. I have it all written down. Like, you're right. I mean, I could. Now, would the world end if I just randomly grabbed a book? No. But I know what
you
want
to do it a certain way.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's just say one of your friends were over. Let's just say Lori. Hori Lori was over. She probably knows you better than anybody.
Yeah,
would you say her or maybe, what, Lindsay?
Yep. Perfect.
And cousins?
Both of them.
Okay. Know you the most out of anybody. What if they saw the list, noticed which book was next, and hid it on you?
What?
And either
why would
stole
they do
it.
That?
Hold on, then hold on. And they either stole it or hid it, just to watch you lose your mind. Or would you immediately go to the next book?
That's a complete rearranging now because, like I said, it has to be. It has to be in opposite, like nonfiction, fiction, nonfiction. The next one would be the same one that I just read. If I just finish fiction and the next one's nonfiction, if I skip that one, then I'm back to nonfiction.
Nah, you're all messed
fiction.
Up.
You can't. You gotta. No.
God, you are a reality show waiting.
Everybody geeks out about something different.
That's I like to thing. Read. I'm a reader. Yeah, I like to read. I'm excited
that.
About it.
I understand that.
What a loser!
Reading and lists and spreadsheets.
You should totally be in a book club. You should be in charge of a
book
club.
Yeah, but then what are these other people saying? I don't care what they think. Unless,
yeah, I guess so.
I would only do that unless, because I'm a big Dean Koontz fan.
What if it's friends, you have discussions. I've seen this before.
Yeah, like Dean Koontz, I would join a Dean Koontz book club because I really like everything.
Perfect.
And we can reference back because I've read everything he's ever done. So I would, you know, we could reference back to other books. And you know what I mean? Like that would be kind of cool. Yeah.
If Dean Koontz was at some sort of KuntzCon.
Shut up.
Right? Would you wait on an hours long line to get him to sign one of your Koontzes?
No, I don't need a sign. I need a picture and just to meet him and say thank you.
And thank you.
I love your brain and thank you and please don't stop.
That's great.
That'd be amazing. The only hardcover books that I own, which they're not a lot. When I had a house, I had a whole office full of them all and I had to get rid of them all because I have an apartment now. So I only own a couple and it's him. It's the Mariah Carey book and then a couple of his that I really, really liked.
Am I onto something with the whole KuntzCon concept?
I don't know why he hasn't done it already.
I want to do it.
Honestly.
I feel like another kind of KuntzCon would be fun.
KuntzCon?
I'll take that one. I might stand in the line for that too.
You're a liar. No, you won't. You talk so much smack.
No, I feel like
go get laid by a stranger, for God's sakes.
I don't know.
Just go do it.
Here's the
What's
thing.
What's the worst that's going to happen? Where are you? Let him make him wear a condom and just go get laid.
I'm
for
with
God,
you.
Love of God.
There's nobody. I was out. We were at two different places. We're out and about. Nobody's cute. Everybody's stupid.
When, yesterday?
Last weekend.
Oh, last weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a blast all weekend, but nobody's like, I don't need, no, I'm not going to bang just a bang. You're going to have to at least be attractive. Well, I would do it with you, JP.
What about this? I am unavailable
this
weekend.
Take one for the team.
So much going on. Why don't you do this? You and Lori hire hookers.
Ew.
Dude hookers.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I'm hoping to not
you
get
and Lori
that
have a great, it's not about desperate.
It would feel desperate.
It's about something different. It's out of your comfort zone. Two grown adults. You go in. You get what you want. He leaves. Who's happier than you? Right?
If I'm paying for it, it better be good. Like, and how
well,
much is
it? Well, there you go.
It's just all of it. No.
There you go. That's why I don't understand how it works for, like, dude hookers. I mean, they're out there, like, escorts and stuff like that, clearly. But I wonder, like, do you have to give a, like, if you have a bad, as a dude, if you have a bad day, do you have to refund the money?
I mean, I feel like yes.
I'm sure you do. I would
feel like
yes, too, if I didn't get the best services for my money.
I also feel like the dudes would be prepared no matter what. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, but unless you know a secret, I don't know. How are you going in there?
Well, when I did it back in 93.
100% sure of your performance that day. I mean, we all know the mind plays a powerful role in sexual performance. If he's got something on his mind or if he's overly excited, let's just say Monica's giant areolas turn him on next level. And all of a sudden, he can't keep it back.
Look at those areolas.
Right. And then what? I'm just saying. All I'm saying is keep it in your back pocket because I feel. How do I say this?
I don't know.
Not only will you benefit from getting laid.
What are you saying?
I think we all.
What are you saying?
Benefit. Because you come in, you be glowing, you're happy.
I'm happy kicking your heels every day.
Just a little extra.
How happy do you want me to be? Like, I'm already, there's nothing,
I'm not
except
saying,
for the other day when Palo was missing for 11 hours, was not in my right mind. That is true.
But even with no sex, you're happy.
You do know that more often than not, way more often than not, when you had a jackhammer session, we were able to tell.
Happy.
I was able to tell, for sure. Yes or no?
I mean, I didn't.
Yes or no?
I kind of want to say no because I wouldn't tell you guys. And then later, no. And then you'd be like, so when was the last time? And I'll be like, a week ago. And you'll be like, wait, you didn't tell us, blah, blah, blah.
I can tell you this. That's happened twice.
Oh, really? I don't know how many times.
That's happened,
I know it's
two
happened
times.
Before.
That's mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I'm just saying, and I didn't say every time. I said more often than not. Noticed. Listen,
I mean, why
this
do you
is for you.
Know when I
you,
have
could
sex?
You could choose because we can tell. That's my point. We can tell. You know why we can tell?
It's a glow.
There's an aura. There's
an aura.
A glow. Lightness
an
to
ambiance.
Things. Yes.
I'm. Maybe I'm taking this wrong.
Don't.
But I feel as if you're saying I'm not in a good mood or I'm not productive or I don't contribute or whatever.
None
just
of that.
I think that's what
sex.
He's saying.
That's I feel right. like that's how I'm taking it.
Don't take it
that's
way.
That's so negative.
You're incorrect to take it that way.
Then there's nothing wrong with my job itself.
You know when they know when they say
you're fine.
An athlete just has that extra gear?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't need
okay.
extra gear.
I'm trying.
Jackhammer gives her that extra gear? On
those jackhammer sessions gave you an extra gear.
There you go. So that's a compliment.
That's a little more Monica. The world wants a little bit more Monica.
Sure.
More Monica in my...
Look, for 25 years ago today, that song was released.
Was it?
Yeah.
33 years ago today, Pearl Jam's was released. 10, according to the news.
That's why they released it today,
Which artist is doing better and more now?
It's not. What was the guy? The Mambo Number 5 guy? Lou Bega?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. He might be selling Vegas.
I don't know. Just something to think about. You and Lori. Bring it up to Lori. See how it goes over.
She wants to get laid, without a doubt. She's got other things to focus on right now. She's all about let's go find a man. Like, she's
right, but
100%.
She'll go with a total stranger. She'll just go with some loser in a bar and just to go get it done. You're not that woman. However, if you get to pick one out of a catalog.
I don't think I'm in my head. That's a level I'm not willing to go. I'll find someone.
Adam's apple, the whole thing.
Ooh, I can pick them.
Exactly.
A little bit of Monica.
You can go shopping.
Just trying to help. That's all.
I mean, thanks.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, honestly, I think I make more suggestions for your love life to be successful than you do.
I know, because I don't feel like, I mean, I want to, and I'm ready and willing, but I don't. It's not a huge factor in my life. I got toys. I'm good. I'm happy with my own thing. Yes, I will eventually want that, but it'll happen when it happens.
All right.
God's in charge.
Oh,
boy.
She's got a bumper sticker on her butt right now. God's my co-pilot.
Right.
he might be a few seats back, but...
Jesus took the wheel.
Yeah. He's holding on and he's seatbelted in. The back of hope. With Roger JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio. Oh, what a weekend vibe this is. We'll be right back.